Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are reading the exciting book of Daniel, chapter 3. Verses 13 through 15. The Bible reads in verse 13, "Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, It is true. Pardon me. Verse 14. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true? Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands?" Beloved, I just read in your hearing Daniel chapter 3, verses 13 through 15. Now, here is the sense of it from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. This is the understanding of it. How significant this event was to Nebuchadnezzar is seen by his response to the astrologer's accusation of the three non-compliant Jews. When he heard that the three refused to bow, he became furious with rage the high esteem with which these men had previously been held by Nebuchadnezzar did not exempt them from submission to his authority. Nebuchadnezzar did not pass an immediate judgment on the three, but asked them if the accusation against them were true. He gave them another opportunity to bow before the image. By doing so, they could prove the falsehood of the accusation or show a changed attitude. The king impressed on them the importance of such submission, warning them that the penalty for rebellion, being thrown into a blazing furnace, would be carried out immediately. Nebuchadnezzar considered himself above all gods, for he asked, "What god will be able to rescue you from my hand?" Again, Nebuchadnezzar and Yahweh. Again, this shows that he claimed absolute authority in both political and religious realms. He was challenging any god to circumvent his authority. The matter then became a conflict between Nebuchadnezzar and Yahweh, the god of Daniel's companions, the god of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, beloved, here is the sense of it all, the understanding of it from the Matthew Henry Bible commentary. True devotion, pardon me, true devotion calms the spirit, quiets and softens it, but superstition and devotion to false little g gods inflame men's passions. The matter is put into a little compass. Turn or burn. Proud men are still ready to say, as Nebuchadnezzar, "Who is the Lord that I should fear his power?" Shadrach, Meshach, and a bad Negro. I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. Abednego did not hesitate whether they should comply or not. Life or death were not to be considered. Those that would avoid sin must not parley with temptation. When that to which we are allured or affrighted is manifestly evil, stand not to pause about it, but say as Christ did, "Get thee behind me, Satan." They did not contrive an evasive answer when a direct answer was expected. Those who make their duty their main care need not be anxious or fearful concerning the event. The faithful servants of God find him able to control and overrule all of the powers armed against them. "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst. If he be for us, we need not fear what man can do against us. God will deliver us either from death or in death." They must obey God rather than man. They must rather suffer than sin, and must not do evil that good may come. Therefore, none of these things moved them. The saving them from sinful compliance was as great a miracle in the kingdom of grace as the saving them out of the fiery furnace was in the kingdom of nature. Fear of man and love of the world, especially want of faith, make men yield to temptation, while a firm persuasion of the truth will deliver them from denying Christ or being ashamed of him. We are to be meek in our replies, but we must be decided that we will obey God rather than man. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day, and pray without ceasing to God for everything, and for wisdom to understand His Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. I call it the eternal life insurance policy signed by the blood of Jesus Christ. May God bless you, dear friend, and keep you is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6